Hey, do you ever wonder what the outdoor guys are doing the rest of the week? Well, we hang our hat at Jesse Brown's, and you can keep up by following us on Instagram and Facebook, Jesse Brown's CLT, to see pictures and happenings, not just at Jesse Brown's, but all of the adventures that surround the outdoor guys at Jesse Brown's. So give us a follow or a like at Instagram or Facebook, Jesse Brown's CLT. Hello, everyone. The Carolina Outdoors is in session. Step on in. The listening is fine. Bill Bartee right here, sitting alongside the Charlotte Signs Project. Don't be the Silent Signs Project. Christopher S. Lawing, welcome.
Hey there, Bill Bartee. Pleasure to be beside of you.
It's fantastic. Christopher, oftentimes here on the Carolina Outdoors and at Jesse Brown's and in life in general, we like to be able to find out what's going on in our area and some of the interesting facts, some of the breaking news issues that may be going on. And I always like going over to charlottestories.com to kind of find out the happenings or the things of interest that maybe others are not covering, and we can delve in. And oftentimes we bring on Scott Jensen to find out these of Charlotte Stories. And I was on charlottestories.com recently and saw some of the laws that we have in North Carolina, some of the craziest laws. And Scott had written an article on the craziest laws in North Carolina. Do you know any crazy laws?
You know, I think I've heard one or two. The two that stick out in my mind are don't plow with an elephant during the week. So Bill, don't get an elephant out there in the hay field. And the other is don't put ice cream in your back pocket on Sunday. So you wouldn't want that melting. Sounds pretty interesting. Don't know how that came about.
They may have repealed both of those. I'm not sure.
I hope so.
We're going to find out about the top 10 craziest laws currently on the books in North Carolina and some other hot topics that Charlotte Stories is covering as we bring on Scott Jensen right now to the Carolina Outdoors. Scott, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Scott, how do you keep up with all this stuff? Because these are articles either your contributors have written or maybe you've acquired via feed, but oftentimes it's Scott Jensen who's got the byline and who is putting these articles out. Are you a man about town on all these topics, interviewing people and keeping up with the heartbeat of the Charlotte area?
Definitely try to be a lot of meeting people, talking to them, but a lot of it is also social media. People send me stuff via email as well. But over the years, I've kind of gotten my skills honed in on, finding trending topics and what's, interesting things that people are really talking about on social media.
Well, you do cover hard news as well as some of the fun stuff, if you will, also real estate, business, all of that sort of things is in Charlotte Stories. But, Scott, I started off by talking about the top 10 craziest laws currently on the books in North Carolina. Who would have thought that borrowing your neighbor's dog is illegal? Talk to us about that.
Sure. Well, I mean, I can't tell you where it came from, but I know it's a law. It's also you can't borrow your neighbor's dog or horse, mule for temporary purposes. I think most of these laws are made by, either some lawsuit or some interesting situation. But it's on the books. And, if you like the look of your neighbor's dog, it's illegal to go borrow it for a day or two to hang out with it.
It's also illegal, and rightly so probably, to sniff glue. That is in the North Carolina books as an illegality. So if anybody in Studio D right now sniffs glue at home, don't do it.
Get that Elmer's glue away from you, Bill.
Well, now, point of correction, that's just for Huntersville.
Oh. So you guys are okay.
Charlotte.
So you guys are okay. Keep it up. Not. Scott, what else is family friendly anyway? Because I know there's some sex law stuff in there, but maybe we'll skip over those things and get to the nuts and bolts of some other crazy laws that North Carolina has.
Well, you have to remind everyone, you have to keep a detailed record of every cotton sale you make for at least a year. So for all the cotton buyers out there, If you don't keep a detailed record of where it came from, the bail number, and the property address of every single purchase you make, it's against the law.
Well, rightly so, and also rightly so for this, because I hate a thief, and that's one of the worst things out there. But more specifically, it is a felony to be a thief when you are stealing $1,000 worth of grease. Is that correct?
Correct. Well, if it's over $1,000 worth of grease, if it's under $1,000 worth of grease, it's only a misdemeanor.
And I think that's involving restaurants and that kind of disposal, I think, is the way that that read in your article anyway.
I would imagine so, but the way the law is written, it's if it's from a homeowner, it's the same penalty. So if for some reason a homeowner has over $1,000 worth of grease in their backyard, you can't steal it.
There's plenty of other ones there. It's Scott Jensen, Charlotte Stories. You can go to charlottestories.com to check it all out. You have a potpourri of articles, and we want to jump into a few other ones. Before we get to the more outdoors ones, like the Rescue Ranch Maze up in Statesville or the Surf to Sound out at Wrightsville Beach, Scott, I wanted to ask you, many times Charlotte Stories covers rankings in the Charlotte area, and just recently Charlotte was ranked in the top 10, number 9, in fact, if you're a woman dating in Charlotte, and it's number 10 in the country for a man dating in the Charlotte area. Will you talk to us a little bit about how these rankings come about and what puts Charlotte at 9-10 for both of those genders?
Sure. That was a list put out by Apartment List. So they basically they sent a survey out to all their users. I forget the number off the top of my head, several tens of thousands of users around the country, and asked them, you know, men and women, how satisfied are you in the dating experience? And in Charlotte, Charlotte ranked as, for women that responded, the ninth most satisfied in the nation, and for men, 10th most satisfied.
That's mainly because, you know, I'm off the dating scene. It may have been much lower if Bill Barty's name had been a part of that survey, if you will.
Well, one article that I've recently read, but I also read when it had come out, was the article, "Most People Have No Idea That These Towns Exist Under Lake Norman." Was that a fun article to write? How did you go about researching that one, or how did your team do that?
Oh, absolutely. That was a little while ago, but that's been one of our biggest articles to date. I believe that's over 500,000 views at this point.
Wow.
Yeah, that was very interesting. There's a lot of history. When I started digging, I talked to some people, some old timers, up in Lake Norman and Troutman and around the Lake Norman State Park. And there's a lot of people up there that actually, you know, either had relatives or family members that had property under the lake, or they remember when the properties were there. One of the most interesting things now, there's a lot of roads that if you go up towards the top end of Lake Norman that go eerily into the lake.
Ooh.
That they never kind of removed or whatnot. And yeah, so there's a lot of structures. I think since there's been a lot of scuba divers that have gone down and seen some really interesting old decaying buildings under the water. So yeah, it's a very interesting topic.
Scott Jensen's joining us from Charlotte Stories. If you want to check out what's going on in our area of business interest, of hard news interest, but also of lifestyle and other things, Charlotte Stories is a great place to do. And Scott, we're going to jump into the outdoor program right now and get straight to it, because September 28th up in Statesville, the Rescue Ranch is opening up a massive 9-acre corn maze for the Fall Fun Days festivities. Talk to us about that article and what they've got going on at Rescue Ranch so that we can go up there and get lost in the maze, and or take our families up there and get lost in the maze, because, hey, it is fall in the Carolinas.
Sure. Yeah, this looks like a great event. I've never been there myself, but, you know, talking to some people there, I believe it's one of the biggest corn mazes in our region. It's going to be 9 acres. And then, you know, everything else, the normal fall festival will have, the hay rides and art and live entertainment, food trucks. The organization putting it on is the Rescue Ranch, so they're also going to have live animal presentations. And the Rescue Ranch is a nonprofit that was started in part by Ryan Newman, NASCAR driver. So it's a great organization. They help out all kinds of animals, reptiles, mammals, birds. They also have a lot of educational programs teaching kids about helping animals and, you know, how to rescue them. So that's going to happen every weekend between September 28th and October 27th.
And they have different different highlights, just as you said, from whether it be food and beer trucks, animal rescue weekends, teacher appreciation weekend, scout weekend, first responder weekend. All of those are broken down at the Statesville Rescue Ranch Maze. And last but not least, and Scott, these are just a few stories that you're covering in Charlotte Stories. But talk to us. Hurricane Florence hit last year and totally goofed up a popular event at Wrightsville Beach called Surf to Sound. It's a November event in 2019. It is coming back. Tell us what you learned in writing the article about North Carolina Surf to Sound Challenge.
Sure. Very interesting. They do a variety of kayaks and paddle boards. They have a number of races at the annual event in Wrightsville Beach in Wilmington. They basically start on the ocean and then go around Wrightsville Beach to the sound. Different routes or different lengths. There's a six-mile route, nine-mile route. But it brings in world-class paddleboarders, which is something I never really knew existed, to compete. The current title holder for the 6.5-mile surf-to-sound flat water challenge championship is the Olympic gold medalist from Canada. So, you know, we get Olympic medalists and top swimmers and top paddleboarders from around the world that come right here to North Carolina every year.
Well, that's just one of the many things. If you're an amateur water lover and want to go out that, or Olympic medalist or professional, all of them will be at that November Wrightsville Beach occurrence, the Surf to Sound. Of course, that and all these other things can be found at charlottestories.com. And, Scott, you also have the Instagram site that's very popular, Facebook as well. It's Charlotte Stories. Scott Jensen, thank you for joining the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors.